The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At LV, our car insurance comes from the heart. That's why we've just launched our new multi-car cover. One policy and one renewal date means it's one simple way for you to save on your family's cars. So just imagine how much you can save by insuring two, three, or even more cars with us. To get your exclusive multi-car discount from the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. T's and C's apply.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey guys, Patrick here back. Gamertag Radio's coverage of E3 2015, day three, the final day. Everything's winding down, but I got a chance to get sit down, have a great interview. Played this game yesterday at the show. It's Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, an exceptional first-person shooter coming for next-gen consoles and PC sometime in the future. But right now I'm joined by my good friend Jess. Jess, what do you do at CI Games?
Hi, thanks. I'm the lead narrative designer for the game. I've been with CI for a little over a year, working exclusively on this title.
So a little bit of background for people who probably aren't familiar with Sniper Ghost Warrior or the concept at all. Like, what makes Sniper Ghost Warrior separate from, you know, say other first-person shooters out there?
Well, this one is a very tactical shooter, right? It's not a run-and-gun, linear shooting experience. We've set up a situation where there are challenges. We give you challenges, and then we give you tools to deal with those challenges. There is no right way to play this game. There are a lot of wrong ways to play this game. You will get killed. You have to be very tactical. You have to plan your strategy, your infiltration, your exfiltration. There's a lot of survival. I think it's a unique experience because it's authentic and because it's got so much more tactics. Right, you're not just spraying bullets everywhere. You really having to take time to think about how you're going to approach each of your tasks.
Okay, so a little bit of background, you know, what is, you know, the plot and setting of Sniper Ghost Warrior 3? Because, you know, as I've seen before, it's not your typical setting you see in first-person shooters. What's the deal this time around?
Well, so you are an American Special Forces operative undercover, illegally behind enemy lines in the country of Georgia. The Americans, the U.S. and the U.N. and NATO are fighting sort of a proxy war against the Russians through a civil war that's taking place inside Georgia. And you learn quite a bit about, you know, why the Russians are here. They're actually building a uranium enrichment plant. But inside Georgia, so that their hope is to avoid international detection. You, of course, uncover this, and you're trying to slow it down, stop it. And the plot evolves from there. But there's all sorts of intrigue, lots of interesting dynamic choices you have to make. It's fun.
And I know, for people maybe haven't seen Cyber Ghost Warrior 3 yet, it is obviously set in sort of an open world setting because the demo that I played charged me to, you know, first find a Russian general and then execute him. But it wasn't that simple. There was no simple waypoint saying go here, kill this, leave here. It just kind of sets you out in the middle of nowhere and challenges you to task you with, you know, finding out where the target is and where to take them out. So it just kind of described to me what, like, the design process was of which I wanted to accomplish with the open world setting, kind of giving the player, you know, no, like, you know, not holding his hand, but like giving them the freedom to be like, you are an elite, you know, unit, act like it. So what was your design philosophy in going with the open world setting?
Well, it's all about realism, right? I mean, you're never going to find guards that just come out put their weapon down, light up a cigarette, and wait for you to shoot them, right? They're, everybody's got a storyline. And to that, you know, maybe it's not part of the overall main story, but they've got, you know, they've got orders. They're doing their thing. So if you're infiltrating the Russian camp, there are patrols. They're going to patrol particular routes. They're going to be, you know, one moving one direction, perhaps another moving counterclockwise. You're going to have snipers in positions. They're going to lay landmines. These aren't just going to, you know, landmines aren't just going to be everywhere willy-nilly, right? They're going to be outside of the perimeter where they think that they might be security risks. The idea is to is again an authentic experience, and we try really hard for this.
So what I noticed when I was like, you know, the sniping is y'all had many different aspects of in terms of what the weather and the wind and things like that. Can you go into detail of like what challenges you'll face in trying to snipe from long range?
Yeah, so we've completely revamped the sniping system. We have many different factors that impact the flight of your bullet. So when you look through the scope, you can actually see there's a rangefinder. You obviously know about how far your target is away. You will see air temperature, which will impact the flight of your bullet. You'll see wind direction, which obviously impacts the flight of your bullet. But you also see humidity, right? And that will impact the flight of your bullet. There's gravity. And then, you know, your scopes, there's a crafting system, so you can craft different scopes and the different magnifications based on what you've crafted. You have to actually calibrate your scope based on how far your target is away from you. And then, you know, then you get to breathe out. You need to stabilize. You need to use different positions, you know, supported positions to make sure that your shot is more, so that you've got a better aim, you've got more control over your weapon. It's quite involved.
Excellent. Any detail more you want to go into in some of the objectives we'll be pursuing? Obviously, assassination is a big role of a sniper, but anything else particular you want to talk about why this operative is in Georgia?
Yeah, so you... you've been sent in. Your brother is there, and he's gone missing. You've been sent in to sort of follow up on his mission, you know, find him, but also to if in the event that he's dead or gone, you need to complete his mission. In a game called Sniper, you're going to shoot some people, right? But that, you know, bullets are going to be scarce. You're on your own. There's a lot of survival involved here. There's a lot of tracking. There's a lot of stealth, tons and tons of tactics. You might have to sneak into some location and do, you know, doing your recon, doing your intelligence gathering is as important as being able to take your shot. So it's not, you know, you're not going to, in the demo we shoot, if we make our shots, we only shoot twice, right? And it's about a half hour's worth of gameplay. And the idea is that you're a sniper, so you should be able to kill with just one bullet.
What kind of resistance are we expecting from these Russian forces? You know, what kind of things they'll be throwing at the characters? Obviously, as you said, you are alone, you have no backup. So what kind of challenges can we expect to face as a sniper behind enemy lines?
Well, in addition to, you know, the fortified camps that you're going to sneak into, the patrols, you've got snipers, you've got or enemy snipers, you've got helicopters that can spot you. They can spot you, sound an alarm, they can shoot you. You have jet patrols. Those can also spot you, sound the alarm. If you sound an alarm, that isn't strictly mission failure, right? Because again, it's a challenge. Here's your mission. Do this, and it doesn't matter how you get it done, right? If the alarm is going when you kill the guy, great. More power to you. It's going to be a lot harder, right? Because they're aware of your presence. Stealth is your friend. There's going to be, there'll be dogs that could potentially. Sniff you out. There are mines. We like to say that the world itself is an enemy. So you have to use your special forces training to track people to understand what you're seeing. Right? You have to be able to disarm mines, booby traps. So there's a lot of different challenges.
Very cool. Obviously, the follow-up question would be, you know, have y'all thought in terms of what y'all want to do for multiplayer? You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, a traditional sniper team is a two-man team of a sniper and spotter. As I played in the demo, obviously, if you find a sniper alone, he probably has a buddy pretty nearby that's going to help him out. Y'all have any plans maybe do some kind of cooperative two-player mode in that vein?
So we're absolutely going to do multiplayer. What that looks like now, I can't tell you exactly. We have lots of ideas on the on the board at the moment. We're focusing on getting the single player experience finished and polished to the point where we want it. Part of that is because we don't want the multiplayer experience to be a different game, right? What we want is for it to feel like the same game. Obviously, we'll have to make adjustments to do the multiplayer. What kind of modes we're going to have? Cooperative. We've had a lot of people ask us for Sniper and Spotter. I've heard things. People requesting things like 5-on-5 teams. I've heard things of you get a target like a dossier, and you go into a map, and that target is somewhere on the map, and you have to track them, but you don't know who's got your dossier, right? So you also have to be watching for somebody who. These are all things that I've heard here. I can't promise you what we're going to do, but I can't promise you that we are planning to release multiplayer.
Very cool. It's a very fun game. Again, it surprised me because I was a huge sniping fan. I just adore any game that caters to that audience. Because again, it just seems like as games try to become more and more accessible, I very much appreciate games that go out of the way to cater to the core gamer to say, look, this is a challenge. We're trying to recreate how difficult this would be. You have the training. You are an elite soldier, but you are one man against an entire army. So Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, on what platforms can we expect to see it? And when do you think you might be able to put this out?
We'll be out on PS4, Xbox One, PC. We're shooting for quarter 2, 2016.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.